New Country Z100. Good morning. It's Kent with you today. Kent, the Country Morning Show on Z100. And all of us here at River Radio are trying to get the word out with our friends at the Illinois Department of Transportation, along with the Illinois State Police. We're going to go ahead and just let you know, if you plan on drinking and driving this weekend over the Labor Day holiday, that is a very poor decision. All right. Always, always designate someone, no matter what. And we're giving you fair warning. We told you today in the news, hey, Illinois State Police, local authorities out and about with roadside safety checks. I've got a guest on the phone line right now with the Illinois Department of Transportation. Shannon Alderman joins me. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
Hey, I tell you what, it's one of these things, Shannon, where we got the holiday weekend in store for us, and we want to celebrate and have a good time with our family and friends, but we just need to take precautions, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, and you nailed it, right? We know we're going to be out this weekend and celebrating, so plan ahead, you know, designate a driver. Heck, stay where you're at, you know, at least if you're good enough friends with your family and your friends there. Just hang out there, man, because you're right, it's not worth it. The cops are out there in much higher strength because there's more traffic, you know, and when you are on the road, for goodness sake, buckle up.
Yeah, it's one of these things that should be common sense by now, but we want to go ahead and just tell you this. I don't want to come back on Tuesday morning and have to hear about, you know, crashes that could have been prevented.
You know, you're right. One's one too many, right?
Yes.
And, we're still at 300 fatalities caused by drunk drivers every year just in Illinois. And that's far too many. We know we suffer consequences if we do this. You know there's a good chance you're going to get caught and nailed for DUI. Not worth it. Just absolutely not worth it.
And what is the cost? Let's say that you manage to get out of this with just a DUI citation. Like, you've got to pay for the lawyer, you've got to pay all this stuff now, and you don't have your license, and it's just a hard deal.
Well, you know, absolutely. Estimates, by the time you throw in, you know, the higher insurance rates, the loss of employment, possible medical bills, and certainly all the fines and court costs, the estimate for one DUI is just $18,000. And my goodness, who has that? That's probably the best thing that can happen to you, because the worst thing is you're going to get hurt, kill yourself, or somebody else. So just no excuses anymore.
Well, our friends with the Illinois Department of Transportation, Illinois State Police, and local authorities are going to be out this weekend making sure everybody is safe. And one other thing, you know, you mentioned click it or ticket, but I really feel like, too, while I've got you here, distracted driving in the car, whether it be with the phone, whether it be with a sippy cup that the kid dropped in the back seat. When you're driving, Shannon.
Yeah, those phones, and we all see it now, don't we?
Yeah.
You see it at stop signs very prominently. And, you know, we're adults. You learn how to drive. You think you can do, you know, more than one thing. Driving's not something you can multitask. It requires your full attention. People out there roll their eyes and say they can do it.
Right.
You can't. There's proof that you can't. It just doesn't work. So just stick that phone in the glove compartment, get where you're going, and then you can take it back out.
We want folks to arrive safe, and I hope that everyone has a wonderful Labor Day weekend. Shannon, I appreciate your time with the Illinois Department of Transportation, and thank you for all the work you do on getting the word out, sir.
All right. Thank you.